30th paragraph of Kalim, third Mishnah. Koishin nifkan ruvay tahor. A cup with the rim of it got chipped, broken. If the majority of the rim is broken, then it's tahor because you can't use it. Cut you. Nifkan by sholosh veruvay tahor. If it's three different places, it got a indentation in the glass. Which those three places are spread about around the majority of the circumference of the rim. It's also tor because it's not usable. He says that it's only in tor if most of the water is going to come out through those cracks. But if it's the smaller cracks, dents, breaks in the rim, then it's not metaret, but we don't pass him like that. We pass him like the first opinion. That's enough, that even if it was in three places that was spread around the rim, the majority of the rim, that's enough to be metaret. Because once again, a person wouldn't use it since he could hurt himself. If there's a hole in the glass and he stopped it up, whether he used bats as lead or Zephyr is tar, it's tar, because those things are not, don't remain in place so well. They don't fuse to the glass. He says that the lead is enough of a chiba to it to fill up the hole, and therefore it's tummy. But if it's made out of tar, then it is tar. That's not considered a good closing of that hole.